15 or 20 years ago, I went with a group, actually many of the people from this church. We went on a trip to Italy, and one of our stops, of course, in Rome was St. Peter's Basilica. The first stop for many tourists who go there is a bronze statue of St. Peter. The toe of the bronze statue is polished and worn because so many pilgrims have touched it. In the Middle Ages, pilgrims who reached Rome touched and kissed the foot of that statue and prayed to St. Peter, felt that that would help God to be merciful to them, and that St. Peter would then open the gates of heaven for them, especially if they died during their pilgrimage. So it kind of stayed part of the tradition that if you visited the basilica, you went by that statue and you rubbed the toe, and of course the toe is much shinier than everything else on the statue, because it has been rubbed by millions of pilgrims. There are many things in religion that begin to feel like superstition, and some of them are, but there is something mystical, too, that draws us to holy places, to icons, to statues, to different things that, again, feel superstitious, but are actually some expression of the holy. We feel very often, if something within us tells us that if we were to travel to the right place and touch the right object or have the right experience, we could be healed. I believe that longing is a longing for ritual, because in ritual we find things expressed that we cannot express in our regular human language. It is a search for connection. Of course, it feels like a superstition to say, I need to rub the foot of this statue. But it is a search for connection to other people and to the holy places. Our gospel today teaches us that very often we come to Jesus, but we come in varying forms and in varying ways. Some, like Jairus, the leader, the powerful man, some come to Jesus openly and say, help me. And in my experience, most of the people who come openly are coming on behalf of someone they love, as he was. Others, like the woman who had been suffering for years, slip up toward Jesus and touch the hem of his garment, hoping desperately for healing, yet afraid to say that they need help, afraid to come to the attention of Jesus. As people who value religion and a community of faith, we constantly see people of both descriptions. Some come confidently forward and say that they feel that they can find healing in God, and they ask for our help to find that. Some skirt the edges of the holy, asking for our prayers, perhaps desperately hoping we will stop long enough to engage them in conversation or ask how else we can help. Many of us, most of us, have wounds, and most of us have the instinct that the body of Christ can help us heal. How many people, in times of another person's pain, speak of their own wounds? I don't believe that is a sense of selfishness, but it is a sign that we do not have enough opportunities in our culture to process and heal from our own pain. So if someone else endures a loss, it brings up in us the unhealed loss that we ourselves have experienced. Many years ago, when I was coming to St. Peter's as a layperson, I used to do weekly devotionals on Fridays at an assisted living facility. And I had a nice little group that pretty much standard group showed up every Friday. But there was this one old guy. He was a curmudgeon. He was just a curmudgeon. He was cranky, and he didn't really want to talk to people a lot. He never came to the service. But almost every time, as I was on my way out of the building, He would look at me and say, "Pray for me." He didn't want to be seen doing that silly devotional stuff. But he had an instinct that contact with God could help. In these ways, people reach out and touch the hem of Jesus, verbalizing their own pain to people we perceive as safe to hear it. Sometimes we ask for help without even quite believing, because we have that sense that the body of Christ praying for us can help. As Christians, we are the body of Christ. We are the hem of Jesus' garment. And when we love someone without pushing them to fit our standards of faith or our expectations, we expand the reach of that garment of Jesus so that more can touch it. When someone asks for help, we have to resist the urge to fix everything and choose simply to be with that person amid their pain or their loss. In my experience, people rarely walk up to Jesus and say, "Come lay your hands on me and my loved ones so that we may all be made well." We rarely have the strength or courage to say, "All that I have pursued in my life is doing me no good in this circumstance, in this painful and fearful place, and I know now that only God can help." Few of us clearly say such things. But we do often come to the edges. We go to God for help with loved ones. We return to the body of Christ for big moments in our lives. We often see people starting to come back to church when they have a baby that needs to be baptized, or when they decide to get married and decide that it would be good if the church would be involved. I don't think of those things as convenient or superstitions or anything. I see that when we have these powerful moments in our lives, our instinct is to go to the spiritual, to go to the body of Christ. They are living out of that deep longing within us to be in touch with the holy. These and other instances of people showing up to a group like this, to a cell in the body of Christ, they're instances of anonymous pilgrims rubbing the foot of St. Peter. They are broken human souls reaching to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And we are called to be open to their reaching out and to help them and be with them in their healing. We live out the stories of today's gospel when we remember and honor the fact that we are the body of Christ. We are the hem of Jesus' garment. Christ, through us, brings healing, forgiveness, compassion to everyone who approaches, whether it's overtly or covertly. Our call today, and every day of our earthly lives, is to speak life-saving words to those around us, to redeem those who are so wounded or so empty that they already number themselves among the dead. In a world built on retribution, our job is to speak of redemption, to draw people nearer to Jesus, because we are the hem of that garment. We are the place where people begin to come for healing. We are called to say healing words. Draw near, whether it is with confidence or with trepidation. Draw near and you will find through us the healing touch of Christ. Draw near, sons and daughters of God, whether you have the courage to ask confidently or can only bring yourself to secretly touch the hem of this man's garment. With your desperate hope, with your need for those who love, you love, draw near and be healed.